Leaders of so-called sanctuary cities in Massachusetts say a new threat from Washington won't change their policies on how police get immigration information. Millions of federal dollars that pay for public safety initiatives could be on the chopping block for those cities. WBUR's Shannon Dooling reports.
The term sanctuary city is more political than legal. It's used to describe communities with a range of local ordinances. Generally, they limit the amount of cooperation and information provided by local police to U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE agents. These locales came under specific scrutiny when President Trump's executive order in late January targeted sanctuary cities for cuts in federal funding. Attorney General Jeff Sessions now says Department of Justice funds up to $4.1 billion nationally could be at stake.
As we continue to ensure that monies that go for law enforcement only go to cities who are participating in an effective, collegial, cooperative way with the federal government, that would also send a message.
But Massachusetts leaders aren't backing down in light of this new threat. Boston Mayor Marty Walsh was an early and outspoken opponent of Trump's executive order on sanctuary cities and calls this latest warning irresponsible and destructive. Chelsea City Manager Thomas Ambrosino said his city does not violate any federal law. Ambrosino says the city simply doesn't collect information about immigration status, and the threat of losing Department of Justice funds doesn't change a thing.
Chelsea feels very strongly that treating all residents, regardless of their immigration status, with dignity and respect is not only the appropriate policy to have, but it's also the one that secures our city the most.
Ambrosino estimated that Chelsea has several millions of dollars at stake in law enforcement funds from the Department of Justice. Some leaders in Massachusetts sanctuary cities say their policies don't prohibit cooperation with federal immigration authorities. Instead, the policies limit the collection of immigration status information by police. So it's not a matter of refusing to cooperate, but rather simply not having the information ICE officials may request. Somerville also has a sanctuary city ordinance on the books. Mayor Joe Curtatone said the message from Sessions is the same type of rhetoric that the Trump administration has used in the past.
Somerville does not harbor any criminals, and we are in regular communication with and cooperate in the interest of public safety with our federal agencies, including ICE. You know, no one who commits a violent crime, felony, or serious crime gets a free pass here in Somerville.
The city of Somerville was recently listed on a Department of Homeland Security report citing jurisdictions with policies that limit cooperation with ICE. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shannon Dooling.